We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I have my friend Kathy Howell on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast today, and she's going to talk about her weight loss journey. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me a little bit about your weight loss journey.
Okay, where should we start? I'll start when I found out I'm sick, because how it all started, like I was eating on, I wasn't eating healthy for a very long time. And I thought I was eating healthy because I was having my vegetables, my fruits and all of that stuff. But at the time I was working two jobs, so I wasn't getting enough rest, right? And what happened, I got really sick and I ended up going to the doctors, and I found out, long story short, I found out I had high cholesterol, right? And I also needed my rest because I wasn't getting enough rest. And from that day, like when he told me everything, what my body is going through and how unhealthy I was, he looked at me and he was like, okay, this was the reality check for me. He was like, okay, I'm going to say one thing to you. If you want to live as long to see your son get older, you need to start making the right decisions. Because I was, before he said that, I was given excuses as to why I can't go do this or why I eat this. Because at the time, like I mentioned before, I was doing two jobs. So I would eat late in the nighttime, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then I get back home. So I have enough time just to make breakfast, get my son ready to go to school. So I wasn't sleeping. Like I could probably get around 2 hours of sleep for like 1 week. That wasn't good. So that's when I started really putting my health first. So I quit one of my jobs, which was the one at night. And I really started making that step and going forward. And that's how I started off my weight loss journey.
Yeah, that kind of sounds about me. Not in 2020, but that was like my first few years as a beginning entrepreneur, working 90 plus hours a week. I highly don't recommend it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a brain dead zombie.
Yeah.
People I'm telling like, you. But what's wrong with you? I didn't get any sleep.
Yeah. And I was so grumpy at that time. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
If people thought I was grumpy now, and it's like, but like 3 years ago when I was first starting Crazy Fitness Guy, I was very, very, very grumpy. It's like, I can't figure out any of this crap.
Oh, man. Yeah, sleep is important. It plays a vital role in getting healthy. And now I would say I'm a pescatarian, so I don't eat meat. So that's one of the things, too, that has helped me along my journey.
I definitely know sleep is very important. That's why I'm my pillow. Yes, and I'm talking about the infomercial of my pillow that's only on like 20 times a day. And he sends me 25 emails a day too. I didn't even sign up for the newsletter. I bet you if I signed up for the newsletter, it'd be 50 emails per day. Oh, yikes.
That's crazy.
I could unsubscribe, but I don't know. I just laugh at how many emails they send me. Marketing, I guess.
Yeah.
Annoying marketing.
Yeah.
What do you think? Was it hard for you to change your sleep pattern?
It was hard. It was hard for me because I was a party person. So my second job was also me being a bartender. So my whole body was just used to staying up all night and staying up all day and just getting a little bit amount of sleep, whether I have the day off doing my daytime job. So what I had to do, like I said, I had to quit my bartending job, and I started it slowly. I didn't go cold turkey.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
Because it was just not working for me. So I would have some nights where it will work. Some nights I'm up bright. My eyes are wide open. I could not go to sleep. And taking it step by step, going through it, I finally got there. So what I had to do too was set up a bedtime. So once it touches 10 o'clock, my phone is off. Everything is off. Nothing. It's just me there ready to go to sleep. And I'm up by 5 a.m. But my notifications and everything still the same is off until about 7:30 or 8 p.m. That's how I actually got into that routine. Because if I didn't do that, I don't know. I don't think I'll be able to do it. Because I'll probably be fidgeting on the phone or trying to find something to watch or try to do something around the house.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. I usually try to stay away from a lot of... I don't mind like using my phone around 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, just texting my friends because I don't get to see them every single day, and because of the whole pandemic, not a lot of them live close enough much anymore. But one lives like 2 hours away, and the other one lives like well closer, but not as close as he used to, which was like right next door to me, and. So it's not like I get to see them a boatload, but a lot of time. And so, but I try to keep limits on what I can use on my phone. I have a an app that limits, I have Hulu on my phone, so I can't watch Hulu during the week. And I was like, and right next to my computer is a TV, but I've gotten, like, I'm such a big fan of my schedule that I put in like TV time on the weekend. So I was like, Well, if it's not on my schedule, can't watch TV.
Wow, I love that. Well, for me, I don't really watch the TV that much unless I'm catching up on my favorite TV show, which I only have like three. So that's what I do. Or unless it's like movie time with family time, we'll watch a movie on when it's family time. That's the only time you'll catch me really on the TV. I just program myself like that because I realized how much time I was wasting before, just watching TV all the time, just wasting time. And
that was definitely me back then.
Yeah. And
wasting away on the couch.
Yeah, crazy. And how I also started getting on that chat, because remember I said that my high cholesterol, I had that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's still there, but it's getting lower and lower each time. So I'm getting on a good place. I'm getting at a good place. What I had to do, like I cut out, even though I love seafood, I have to cut out not too much, because, you know, shrimp contains a lot of cholesterol. And egg, I don't eat that much egg. I tend to mostly go with the egg whites and my vegetables and all of that stuff. So it has been a journey, and creating a routine is a good way to start, I would say, for anybody out there. I always say, don't go in cold turkey, because you are going to fall back. And don't think of getting losing weight as just I want to lose weight, I'm going to jump on a diet. Make it a lifestyle. I always tell my clients to just make it a lifestyle, not just, oh, I need to go on a diet, I need to lose weight this amount of time. Because you will always fall back into the old habits, right?
Definitely. That's how I got on my lifestyle change. I've made it a lifestyle. I wasn't going to diet it and then go back on whatever I was going back on. I was like, I work out 6 days a week because I'm a nerd. or I don't have a life. Either. So you said you were a bartender. Do you miss it?
No, I don't. Because I don't drink anymore and I don't miss it at all. I think I did all of that in that lifetime. So right now, no, I don't miss it. And I had all of that fun stuff then.
Yeah. I honestly, I don't see what the fun part about alcohol is anyway, because what I've been learning in my psych class is that alcohol is just terrible overall for your health and your mental health and everything else. And it's like, what's the point of this? And it's like, yeah, if you're trying to become brain dead, then that's a good way to go. But and it's like, it doesn't sound fun for me, because it's like, oh, well, you could wake up in someone else's house. No, it doesn't sound like I want to do that. And it's just so much full of extra sugar. And it's like, doesn't sound like fun.
You know what? I used to make excuses because I was a drinker. Fun story. I was a drinker. I don't think anybody could drink like I could drink in my time with my friends. To start my job, my routine back then was 2 tequila shots to start my job. And then throughout the night, you know, I'll take shots and do my thing just the same. I don't recall getting drunk. I will feel nice. And then that was it. But I used to say I didn't drink like Hennessy and those type of liquor. I would mostly tend to go with white, like vodka or rum. I don't know if you know Jamaican rum. They say that will help when you have a cold and all of that stuff. So I used to make excuses like, oh, I'm fine. I'm not drinking all those sweet liquor. I'm good. Nothing like that. But when I really educate myself on how damaging it was, I was like, whoa, I really need to take this. I need to get this under control.
Definitely. I know for myself that, I've tasted alcohol, for my 21st birthday, never liked the taste. And throughout a few other years, not when I was younger, but I mean, when, maybe 23, 24, I sipped, but I never got into it. And people's like, oh, you have to have something when you meet someone who's social. And it's like, I'm still a fun person and still a funny person to hang out with, even if I don't drink. And it's like, I don't need alcohol to be funny.
I know, I get that too. I lost a couple friends for that though, because they're like, you're no fun anymore. I would go to their house and it's like, when we were allowed to, and it's like, what do you want to drink? And I'll probably be like, water or tea. And they're like, you're no fun anymore. So they stopped inviting me over, which was okay. Maybe I need to find some new friends. But yeah, I did lose some friends because I stopped drinking. I wasn't fun to them anymore, but there comes a point in time where some people, not everybody, is going to be with you for the rest of your life. I mean, if you're trying to live a better life and elevate yourself, you're going to lose friends. And that's the lesson I learned. And that's just it.
Yeah, a lot of my friends understand why I don't drink. They never said oh, you're no fun. And it's like, I hang around. I make jokes. And they still want to hang out with me. They never pressured me into drinking. It's like, if you want to try, if you don't, I don't care.
That's good. You have some amazing friends. That's awesome.
Yeah, I do. They actually wanted me, everybody keeps on wanting me to do a lot more other stuff with my websites, and they gave me ideas and whatnot. Why they told me to go into podcasting too.
Wow, that is awesome. Thanks
for making me extra busy, guys. Appreciate it. Not that I mean I'm not enjoying it, but
yeah, that's awesome.
What would your tips be for people who need to change their lifestyle around? What would step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and so on be?
To change in their lifestyle?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say step 1 is find out what works best for you, for your body type and you. That's the main thing. Because not every single lifestyle is the best fit for everybody, right? So we each have our own different thing. Like some people want to be a vegan, a vegetarian. Some people, it's just find out what you want to be. Then step 2, you don't just think it's going to happen overnight. Take it step by step. So you gradually change the stuff that you do. That's what I did. Step 3 is be consistent with it. So say what I started doing was I had cheat nights. So I would have Wednesday or Friday where I will probably eat pizza and something while I was transitioning into my pescatarian lifestyle. So I would do that. I would have cheat nights and until it's just become my lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. And then step 4, I would say develop a routine, because in order to live that healthy lifestyle, you I believe you have to have a routine, right? Because you can't be all over the place. Like, oh, I forgot to work out today, or oh, I forgot to eat this, and oh, I didn't do that. So it's like you're all over the place. So I would say set up a routine for yourself, like for your lifestyle. And I'm at step five now.
If it is a step five, no pressure.
Yeah. And I would say portion control. A lot of us, we tend to not have that portion control. It's like we tend to.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I'm hungry. Give me all, but portion control.
Plate, please.
Yes, I believe portion control is one of the major part in losing weight and get into a healthy lifestyle.
A tablespoon is basically like an eyeball full.
And also staying hydrated. Water is so important. Water. Drink lots of water. Yeah. I never leave mine. I love water.
Definitely have my water.
I have mine too. Here we go. So always hydrated.
I got the most
hydrated.
Expensive bottle there is.
There you go.
32 ounces. I only had to drink 4 of them.
Yeah. And you can also find a support group. You know, lots of support. It helps. I find where it helps a lot. If you're surrounded by the like-minded people, it will help. So on those days or those mornings when you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't go to the gym right now. No, just starting out, you'll have that support.
Yeah, definitely. I made my own Facebook group, Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Tribe.
Yeah, jump into the Crazy Fitness Guys group.
Hey, it's fun. It's like I'm active periodically when I have time to go to join to be active in the group. It's a hectic schedule that I have, so I'm here and there, and I pop out of everywhere.
That's awesome.
But you run your own business. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so I am a life coach. I do wellness coaching too. And I'm also a podcaster. So my life coaching, I focus on helping people to improve self-love, identifying goals and living their best life. And also the weight loss, the wellness coaching comes into play too. I used to do that full time, but I still do it, but only if the client requests it. So I'm not like out there, yay, let's do this, all that. But I do that sometimes.
Do you ever feel like, do you ever get tired of your entrepreneur life?
Okay, I'm gonna be dead honest with you. In the beginning, yes. I was like, I can't do this. No, I can't do this. I want to go back. I will go back to work. And then when I started thinking about going back to work for somebody, I was like, no, I can't work for somebody. I don't want to work for people. I can do this. So I did have that struggling in the beginning, but now I love it. You know, I'm enjoying the process and I'm enjoying the journey because I'm learning so much. I'm meeting different people. I'm getting better every day. I love it. I don't regret making that decision. Okay, you can do this. Go for it, Kathy.
Yeah, I definitely, there's some days where I wish I wouldn't say wish. There's some days I kind of regret starting being an entrepreneur. And there's other days where I really, really enjoy it. Like, I really like the podcasting aspect, but running the whole website gets really, really tiring after a while. And it gets tiring from what other people tell me, is they always says like, but when I say like, oh, it'd be nice if I was being able to generate more money to pay a lot of my bills, and it's like, oh, but you could always get a job, and it's like,
yeah,
I know I could always get a job, but you know, I don't want to work for another person. And it's like, I've been hearing my brother's boss, they are being like totally hard on him. Like the first virtual client that they're teaching, and yet they're very impatient, and it's like, geez, and it's like, that sounds really terrible. And it's like, I'm sorry, but you know, and it's like, I've never been a fan of bosses, and like, I had my fair share of bosses, but they weren't full-time or just part-time jobs. But it's like, gee, and it's like, I'd rather be my own boss. I'd rather be on the road when I want to be on the road. I want to be speaking at events that I want to speak at, not, oh, you have to show up to here. You have to be at this here at this time. Or, I mean, obviously I'll show up at the event at the time, but I don't want to be told what to do. And everybody's like, oh, well, you could always get a job and get money. And it's like, yeah, I know, but that's the, I wouldn't say easy way out, because the pandemic is not easy, but it's like, I don't want to be like everyone else.
Yeah.
That's my mindset.
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I was always, when I was playing, I was always the one to be like, okay, I'm in charge of this company. And I was always playing that role. So it was always in me. Even when my parents had their business, I was always focused. I want to be in it. I want to know what's going on. I want to know how this work, how that work. You know, I was just always that type of person. And when I was working, I was always in the position where I was either a manager or I was in control of a team, or I just love that position. It's not that I love to boss or anything. I just love to be in a position where I could help people, and I'm also learning from people. And I'm not being told indirectly, okay, you have to do this. You have to be here at a specific time and do this. And no, I just did not like that aspect of it. But the other part I did, I was just always, it was just always in me. I used to even sell my cell phones at school. Like when I don't need them anymore, I'd be like, okay, I'm selling this cell phone. So I'll always look for things to make money. That's just me.
It's funny that you said that, because now looking back at it, there's times where me and my when I was hanging out with friends or extended family members, I was always like we might play games, and we were always, I was like, I'm in charge of this business.
And yeah.
Like, I forget some of the absurd stuff I came up with, but I was like, I think this would be at the time I didn't know that, but I was like, man, I could do this. And when I see some of like the top companies out there with like people who think that they're above everyone else, it's like, oh, I can get away with this or that. And it's like, gee, you know, I could do a better job than that. And it's like, I want to do something stupid like that.
Yeah, I always say, like, I would never want to become somebody to be mean at anybody, because it's just a horrible feeling, because I know how it feels to have someone talk down to you, because I used to work with someone who did that, but then I left because I was like, I'm not going to put up with this. No way, Jose. But yeah, it's so sad that you do have people like that, but it's just, it's beyond them, right? It goes way beyond what they're saying.
That's for sure. Especially, bosses can be very, very tough. And yeah,
I don't think it's just their thinking. Once you figure out their thinking, and it's always something that drives them to do or think like that or act like that, they're just always, whether it's a limited beliefs, and that's just how they create and do their thing. I've gotten to that level where I'm like, okay, I understand. It's like they just have something going on. You know, sometimes they just need a hug. Yeah, really.
So where do you see yourself doing in 10 years?
10 years. I see myself in Dubai building another business. That's where I see myself, in Dubai. Birth in another business, yeah.
Well, I might as well share mine then.
Yeah, what's yours?
Mine would probably be speaking at huge venues, probably like a few 100,000 people in one place. And obviously, that's not during the pandemic.
Wow, yeah, well... Hopefully it's gone. I have faith that it would not be around. So yeah, and you will be speaking.
and I probably could see myself also speaking virtually at the same time as that, so I could speak to.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Like 100,000 of people in person, and then alongside that, maybe someone else, like someone with... I have like a monitor over here with like maybe like millions of people across social media and everything watching live. And I could see that.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Probably the most absurd
dream I ever heard of, but.
No, it's awesome. And you will get there. You know, just don't stop what you're doing. Keep focused and keep going. It's a journey.
It's like somebody I said to, in my Facebook group that I'm in, I was like, there can only be one Jimmy Clare in the world, and that's me.
Yep.
Unless if I clone myself, which I would love that too, because then I can have extra pair of hands.
But then even when you clone yourself, there can only be one you, because that clone is not going to have every single quality you have. So it's only one Jimmy Clare, always and forever.
I need the exact replica. Even if it can speak, I just want the exact replica.
Okay, there you go.
I'm making it. We need some scientists here now. CDC is not welcome though. I did that. My lips. So where can people find you?
Okay, you can find me on Instagram at It's All About Evolving. Facebook, it's all about evolving. Also on Facebook, my personal page is It's Kathy Howell. And yeah, that's where you can find me. I'll also leave, the podcast just kicked in. I was going to say, I'll also leave the information in the show notes.
I have some show notes.
Sorry.
Hey, if you want to take up my show, sure.
No, that's not right. I'm so sorry.
I'll just leave it all in the show notes, what she said. Hey, you want to be my host for the, you want to be the host for the day? Sure, go right now.
Sure, let's go.
We can switch it up. Why not?
Oh my goodness! Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Thanks for being on the Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.